Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley here, Redskins Talk Podcast. We got another banger coming for you right now. I talked with Vernon Davis when we were out in Minnesota at the Super Bowl. Vernon Davis played with Alex Smith, and very obviously Vernon Davis played with Kirk Cousins. He has a unique perspective on both those guys, what it's like catching passes from them, what it's like being in the locker room with them. And you guys are really going to enjoy what Vernon has to say. He was gracious with his time, and it's a good interview. Not just that. We don't just give you one awesome interview. We give you two. We also, Chick Hernandez and the local celebrity Mitch Tischler sat down with former Redskins quarterback Jason Campbell and talked about Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins. JC17 has a pretty interesting idea with what the Redskins need to do going forward beyond Alex Smith to stabilize their quarterback position. You guys are going to enjoy both of these. We'll start with Vernon, and then it's a long one with Campbell. And big thanks to Chick and Mitch for letting us rip off their interview and put it on Redskins Talk Podcast. We do all of this for you, our listeners. We love you guys. Quick word from our sponsors, and here comes Vernon.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Always a pleasure to talk with Vernon Davis, but it's even more exciting when we're talking about your former quarterback in Alex Smith. First off, how are you?
I'm doing well. Elated to be here right now.
Super Bowl, you've been in one. What's it like being back out here?
It's better to be out there playing.
Sure.
I'd rather be there playing with my teammates and having a ton of fun. I'm here, and you know, it's still good, but it's better there.
All right, let's talk about your new teammate, Alex Smith. You played with him in San Francisco. Yeah. Tell us about the player, Alex Smith.
Alex is, I mean, we've all had a chance to watch him improve year after year, and he's done a tremendous job doing that. And, you know, it's been fun watching him evolve. I know he started off a little rough in San Francisco, but to see him play at this level has been spectacular. I'm elated to have him come join me in Washington, D.C., so I look forward to that, and it's like a dream come true.
Okay, let's talk a little football specific. Let's dig down a little. The knock on Alex for a long time was that he doesn't throw the ball deep. Okay. This past season in Kansas City, he went deep a lot, accurately. So tell me, is that right about Alex, that he's a dink and dunk guy?
I don't think he's a dink and dunk guy. I wouldn't call him that. Like you said, this year he's thrown the ball downfield a lot, and we had an opportunity to see that this year. So, I mean, of course we have those years where we're playing this way or we're playing that way, but it's not about that. It's about being able to be diligent in our performance year after year after year. And at the end, you know, it turns out beautiful. And I think that's what his career has looked like over these years. He's continued to do this things this way, and then he's turning it around and doing it that way. And now we look at his career, he's been quite a performer.
So how well will Alex Smith run Jay Gruden's offense?
I think he will do a fantastic job in Jay's offense. It's just, you know, it'll probably take him some time. I'm sure he's getting becoming familiar with the playbook as we speak. But once he learns it and he's able to grasp it, he'll go out there and he'll do just fine. We'll see the same Alex Smith that we've been seeing in Kansas City.
Let's talk about the guy you're probably not going to be teammates with then, right, in Kirk Cousins. How tough is it for you to likely know that you're not going to have Kirk throwing you the ball next year?
It's tough. When I got the news, I was like, wow, this, you know, it's just, I didn't know what to say. I was speechless pretty much because
me too.
I had an opportunity to cultivate a relationship with Kirk, and it's been nothing but amazing. It's been phenomenal, and I learned a lot from him, not just from as a football player, but as a person off the field. He's been that leader. He was a great leader for the team, and we had an opportunity to see him grow as a quarterback as well. And I know in my heart that he's going to continue to keep getting better. He's going to be better and better and better. We're going to see Kirk around for a long time. He's going to continue to be an elite quarterback that he is now. But you know, life goes on. You have to be prepared for moments like this, and I'm sure he is.
Did it ever get frustrating as a player that Kirk was just playing on the 1-year deals?
I believe for him.
Yeah, for you, that your QB wasn't long-term the plan.
You know, everything. I try to stay in my lane and stay out of that. When there's a situation going on with a player and the upper management, I let them deal with that because it's not in my control. It's none of my business. So I stay in my realm and let them handle that.
Well, and you know the business side of the NFL and how difficult it can be sometimes. Kendall Fuller, did you see Twitter the other night?
I did. I saw that.
How tough is that for that kid to be traded and not think he's traded and not traded and have it play out so publicly?
Yeah, I'm sure that's tough. I'm sure it was tough for Kendall. But Kendall also understands that it's a business,
yep,
and he understands the nature of this business. So he's able to go on, move forward, and continue to have a great career. And, you know, I wish him the best. My teammates wish him the best. And we're still going to root for him and be behind him 110%. I'm sure the organization can say the same thing. It's just things probably got shuffled the wrong way,
yep,
in the midst of handling that situation. So I'm sure they had an opportunity to make it right, and life goes on.
Well, and we'll end it with this. And I know you fairly well, and I'm guessing you're going to give me a diplomatic answer because you're a very smart man. Who's the better QB, Alex Smith or Kirk Cousins?
They're both amazing to me. They're both amazing.
You're a smart man. Vernon, thank you so much. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Joined now by Jason Campbell. Jason, big news out of Redskins today. What were your initial thoughts seeing the big trade come down during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I saw that the other day. Main thing is, you know, you always expect the unexpected. And, you know, for the last 2 years, they franchised Kirk, you know, so that kind of tell you that they wasn't really sure if they were going to give him a long-term contract or they were going to just try to, you know, go out and find someone else and try to work around a salary cap. But, you know, like I say, you know, Kirk's going to be in good shape either way. But, you know, it definitely wasn't too shocking. But at the same time, seeing Fuller go along with the trade was kind of,
yeah, that was tough. And look, Alex Smith is a guy that you came in the league with. He was number one in 2005. You were number 25. So you guys came into the league together. I understand you guys are decent friends as well. I mean, let's start with the Smith angle first. He's 34 years old. he is coming to this franchise. What do you think they're getting with Alex Smith?
Well, one thing about Alex, you know, he's always been a smart guy. You know, he's always taking care of himself. You know, he still can run really well.
Yeah.
You know, people forget that. You know, he's 33. He'll be 34 in May. And I just realized I was 3 years older than him. Like, but one thing about him, though, he's very athletic. And he can run a lot of bootlegs. He can throw well on a run. They can still utilize a lot of those run plays designed for the quarterback to keep the defensive ends honest and to keep the three techniques from slanting so much. So, you know, they can use a lot within his offense. They can, and, you know, he's turning 34. You know, he still has a good 3-4 years left in him. And he's going to compete. You know, he's the guy that's been to the playoffs. You know, he's the guy that's been on the Harbaugh. He's been on the Andy Reid. So you couldn't ask for two better, you know, mentors and teachers, you know, to play under, you know, during his career.
You talked a little bit about how good he is with the legs and the RPO and all that. How well do you think he fits this Washington Redskins offense?
Well, I think it's going to be how well with the Washington Redskins, what would they do around him? And it's going to be the most important thing. I think, you know, Alex, he's not a big arm guy that's going to stretch the field, you know, deep and vertical. You know, he's more of a guy that's going to hit those 15-yard, you know, underneath passes, even though this year he stretched the field a lot more this year. But, you know, a lot of that had to do with the guy Hill, you know, running a 4.1, 4.2, 40.
How about that? Can you imagine playing with a guy that fast?
Yeah. But, you know, that makes a huge difference. So, you know, I say that to say this is, you know, I'm not understanding. I don't know what they're doing with Terrell Pryor. I don't know if he's staying or leaving. So, you know, you have the young kid, you know, from TCU, you know, and Dotson.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so you still got to get – I think you got to go out and you got to get two primary receivers still. Because you got to be able to put guys around them. You've seen Alex be very successful. He's had guys around him. You know, you look at Kelsey, you know, in tight end position out of the city. You know, you got Kelsey and Tyron and Hill, you know, and then with the running back hunt that they had, you know, they was able to move the ball around to different guys. That would make Andy Reid offense so successful. So I think, you know, with Jay offense and in Washington, he's able to put up big passing numbers, you know, with Kirk Cousins, because he was able to spread it around even when they had a lot of injuries. So if they can go out and get the right pieces, you know, it can be a good deal.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, you know, you won't see Terrell Pryor with in the Burgundy and Gold next season. That's not that's a $6 million bust on that one. That's not happening. 20 catches for Terrell Pryor for 240 yards and one touchdown. So that, yeah, but I agree that they're going to need to put some pieces there. But, you know, the other side of it is, I think, and I said this before, I think this is a good deal for Alex Smith because he was on his way out with Mahomes there in KC. It's a good deal for Kirk Cousins. As you said, he will get paid and an awful lot of money and a long-term deal from some team. It's a good deal for the Redskins because that relationship, and you've dealt with Redskins brass, that relationship wasn't a good one between the front office and Kirk Cousins near the end. They weren't talking, and it wasn't going to happen. And so the Redskins did the next best thing, which was to bring one of the top three quarterbacks that would be available to them in Alex Smith, which is
– And the one thing that they do, not to cut you out, is the one thing they do is you bring in a veteran guy like Alex, who's played in some big games.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean you can't go draft a young quarterback in the second round to groom behind
him. So, you know, that's right.
Years, you know, and give that kid an opportunity to learn behind Alex before you decide to move on from Alex. So you can start working on your future while you have Alex there. And then on top of that, you have a little bit more cap room to do it. Like I said, the biggest thing in the trade was, I think Kirk, you know, is going to be fine because he gets a chance to build a relationship somewhere else and everything. And I think that going back and forth, he doesn't have to worry about it no more because now he's going to sign a 5-year deal somewhere.
Right.
And the thing is, you lose Fuller. That was the biggest thing. You know, he's one of the top 10, you know, he's probably one of the best slot defenders in the National Football League.
No question.
And DB, and he's young. So, you know, to lose that guy, you know, I think was the bigger part of that trade.
So it would not surprise you if in the draft, in the second, third pick they have, they go after a quarterback.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, they got a pretty deep draft class they keep talking about this year from the quarterback's position. And, you know, Washington, you know, like I said, I think the thing is you got a guy that's 34, going to be 34 years old, and he's probably got 2-3 years, and he still can maneuver. And I think Alex is a good guy to put a young quarterback behind because Alex doesn't have an ego.
Right.
And Alex would do everything he can to help that young quarterback mature and grow and teach him because – Alex didn't have that big ego like some guys do. I'm not going to talk to this guy. I'm not going to deal with him. You know, he better figure it out on his own. He's not the type of person. So, you know, so I think it'll be a smart move on their part to groom somebody.
So they signed Alex to the 4-year extension, plus obviously the 1 year he's got left. So they got him for around 5 years. I mean, who knows whatever ends up happening.
Yeah, so you always look at the guarantee part. And
right, and we don't have those exact numbers yet. Do you draft a guy this year, you think, right away you get a guy under him, or do you give him a year or two and then kind of bring in the next step?
You know, Alex is one of so it's basically a 5-year deal pretty much is what it is. So if he's going to be 34, you're talking about 38, 39 years old, you're probably going to get the best 3 out of those 5 years of him, you know, that you're probably going to be moving on, that's just being honest. It's just how the NFL has been. You know, you look at a 5-year deal, but honestly, they probably think in 3 years, you know, and then the back loaded part of that deal, they may not do because it may be a salary cap issue.
Right.
And then
they may
have to deal him, or he may retire, who knows. But at that point, you still get a guy behind him. You know, maybe if you don't do it this year, you know, I don't know if Colt McCoy is still on the, you know, and the other guy that they drafted, I think, last year. So, you know, one of those two guys will be fighting for backup. And then after this year, you can draft one next year if you don't feel comfortable. But if you got a guy there that you really like that's early on, second, third round, you really like him, don't sit around and wait. You know, just go ahead and get him and groom him.
Going back to Kendall Fuller real quick, a lot of guys are talking about him being, quote-unquote, just a slot receiver, but I mean a slot corner. How important is that number 3 corner in the NFL these days with the amount teams are passing and all those quick, shifty guys that they throw on the slot?
Well, you're going to find out this weekend in the Super Bowl because you're going to have Amendola in the slot. And here you got Amendola in the slot and guys like Edelman that will be coming back next year. You know, most of the time you move your best receiver around. Like if you look at Antonio Brown, he's not just an outside receiver. You know, Pittsburgh try to move around the slot sometimes to create those matchups. So when you have a guy like Fuller, you can plug him in on the inside, and then sometimes you can move him to the outside. Like he's a guy that still can cover on the outside, but he's just so athletic enough on the inside that if you can have 2 solid corners, that's why the Seahawks were so good those years they was going to the Super Bowl back-to-back.
Right.
You know, because of the corners they had and the slot guys that they had. And because they was able to do so many things without blitzing so much, you can blitz one guy and bring him, or you can play 2 men, and you can trust that guy to cover your slot receiver. Because with the way the NFL is going, it's getting more athletic at the tight end position, where tight ends are not just lining up beside the tackle. Now they're splitting about 6 yards from the tackle, which is basically a slot receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that your best inside guy would be covering somebody like a Kelce. You know, somebody like a Gronk, somebody like a, you know, the guy that plays for Delanie Walker.
Mm-hmm.
So you better have somebody that that can do that for you, or else you're in trouble.
Kendall goes to KC. Marcus Peters there, Steven Nelson there, Darrell Revis there. He's going to a great spot to even learn more how to apply his craft here. That's great for him. Another positive to this thing for him, not for Redskins fans, but for him. Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. Where do you think he goes? And correct me if I'm wrong here, because I've been saying it now for the last 24 hours. The way that Von Miller has talked about Kirk Cousins, glowingly saying that, look, we need this guy, we want this guy. That has to be John Elway telling Miller and anybody that's talking for the Broncos, let's talk this guy up, let's make him feel loved before we make this phone call to get this deal done. Am I going up the wrong tree, or do you think this is where he ends up?
Well, if I'm Kirk Cousins, you know, I know a lot of people always say, man, go for who pays you the most. In his situation, he's already made a lot of money, and then the money he's about to make is going to be a lot of money. So if I'm him, I want to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to compete and play in playoffs. So if I'm in his position, I'm looking at the choices. Okay, Arizona, you look at Arizona, okay, you know, solid defense, you know, great running back coming back.
Right.
But, you know, Fitzgerald, you don't really know if he's going to play or not play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then – so that's and you look at that division, tough division. So, you know, you got the Rams, you got the Seahawks. So then you look at that situation, you say, you know, what's going to be around me? Can we compete in this division?
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the Nets when, you know, people say Cleveland. All right, you look at Cleveland. Cleveland's won 1 game out of the last 32 games.
True.
So, okay, they have a lot of cap space, so they're going to be trying to bring in people. But at the same time, you're trying to bring in people, so you're not going to have a lot of chemistry starting off back.
Right.
So you have to build up chemistry, and then – you know, it's just a lot to have to play in Cleveland, to have to try to take their franchise out what it's been. You know, that's a lot of pressure.
Sure.
And then the team is so young, so you still got a lot of growing to do. And then you look at a team like Denver. Denver, I already know, defensively, we're going to be in top three categories in the league. That's the best, a quarterback's best friend is defense. All right. And then you look at his offense, you got two weapons on the outside. You know, you got your two receivers on the outside. You know, you have a good running game. And, you know, they just drafted some linemen last year. They probably drafted another one this year. And you just got Okung that came over from Seattle.
Yeah.
Left tackle. So if I'm Kurt, I'm like, who's blocking my blind side?
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's Garrett Bowles.
And you look at it as Okung. So if I'm him, I'm trying to get to Denver.
Hmm.
Just as a reminder, Okung was the second best tackle in the draft with Trent Williams. There were a lot of rumors the Redskins were going to draft him in that draft pick, right, in that draft class. So
yeah. He's
definitely a high-rated guy.
Man, you sound like you really keep up on this NFL thing.
Yeah, I kind of keep up with it, watch a little bit of it. You know, I know a lot of people say, oh, they done, they don't really pay attention. I'm just like, look, you know, sometimes you wish your circumstances could have been different.
Sure.
But the same, I pay attention because, you know, I like, you know, staying involved. I deal with a lot of college guys, you know, working on Auburn a little bit, doing the radio during the season. And then, you know, NFL, that was my craft.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I kind of keep up with guys. I still keep up with the league. And, you know, I kind of study those guys and study their demeanors. And like I said, if I'm Kurt, I'm looking at the best situation to give me the opportunity to win now. Because you go into a big contract, comes big contract, comes big expectations. So if I'm him, Denver is 2 years removed from going to a Super Bowl.
Wow.
You know, so the only thing they've been missing really has been a quarterback, you know, that can kind of get things going. So if Kurt can go there, there's more pieces around you and there's more veteran pieces around you. So that's what I'm looking at. And I'm looking at a team that you're not going to have to score 28 points every week to win a game.
Yeah.
Denver, you can score 21 or 20, you're going to win a lot of those games.
Well, as you're looking at things from Kirk's perspective, let's take one quick look back. You know, you came in under Gibbs, Zorn, and then Shanahan, and kind of quickly fell out of favor in Washington before you were traded to Oakland. As you look at kind of how the Redskins handled the Kirk Cousins situation, were you thinking, was it feeling familiar to you at all?
I think, you know, the only thing that's familiar, Kirk got paid a lot more. But the thing, I think the Redskins botched that opportunity was 2 years ago when they was going through that whole thing with RG3. They got rid of RG3. They knew they was going to start Kirk. At that point, they could have got Kirk for like $10 to $12 million a year. If they extended him then, you know, you'd have got him for a lot less than what they're saying now, and you would have had a chance to probably keep, you know, one of your receivers in DeSean Jackson or Pierre Garçon. Mm-hmm. So then you wouldn't have had so much turnover, and then Kirk would be going into basically his third year of that deal. So he would have played this year out, and then they might have went back to the talking table based off how he performed. And then that way you'd have had enough pieces at that point to be further ahead than where you're at now. Instead, now you're starting pretty much over again. You know, and then you know you probably got a quarterback. It's probably Matt, 3 years, he'll probably be there. You know, three. So, you know, so my thing is, you botched that deal a couple of years ago, you could have got him for less. But at the same time, you can't worry about what's in the past. So they made the decision for now. And I guess from their standpoint, they feel like, well, you know, if we pay Kirk $90 million guaranteed with a $120 million contract, how can we afford to put people around it?
Yeah.
You know, so what's going to be the betterment of the team? I think they like Kirk, but I just don't think they like them for $120 million to the fact that they couldn't improve their team. And I think ultimately, you know, the owners and Jay probably got together and just said, hey, you know, let's go get another guy. We're going to have to pay him, but we'll pay him less, which save us about $20 or $30 million cap space. So we can plug in another right guard or something, another corner. Because now we got
another cornerstone piece. Get that team moving.
Exactly. We got to get another corner. You know, we got to replace Fuller. We got to get a receiver. You know, we got to get another receiver. So there's plenty of things that they knew they had to do, but they understood that they probably signed Kurt, but they couldn't do a lot of that. So then you're gonna be going through the same thing you went through the last 2 years, which is struggling to get to the playoffs.
To further illustrate your point about Denver, the number three defense in the league last year, I say he's going to the Denver Broncos. He looks pretty good in that uniform.
I agree. Yeah, I think he's going to look great out there.
I'm going Denver. John Elway played the position.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah,
he knows important pieces to put around me. But like I said, a lot of the pieces are already there. And the main piece, yeah, Cleveland got a good left tackle in Joe Thomas, but Joe Thomas is, you know, coming off a serious injury. You know what I'm saying? Okung, and then you look at the division. Okay, you got San Diego, warm weather. You know, Oakland, warm weather. They're going to Vegas next year, still warm weather.
That's a smart guy right there, looking at that weather.
You know, Kansas City is the only time it's going to be cold, but that's later in the year. But you got a chance in that division right off the bat. Your first year out there, you can probably win that division and get to the playoffs.
Yep.
All right. Jason, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to catch up with you, man. Sir.
Yeah, y'all have a good one.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.